What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Eggman.
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
All right, let's go! Line B, come on!
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're gonna stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. I told him you were the real Minnesota Miracle Man. I'm Mike, that's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We're not going to waste any time because we have on the line the real Minnesota Miracle Man, Bo Brower. Bo, thanks for being here.
Hey, guys. It's always a pleasure. Really excited finally getting back on the podcast with you guys. Always a very special time. So great to be here.
Yes. Just a recap for the new listeners. Bo, a Edina, Minnesota native. He is the official minor leaguer of the Quack Attack podcast. Currently a forward for the Worcester Railers of the ECHL. Scored last night. We're recording on a Monday. Bo, just take us through the goal real quick. Last night.
Yeah, it was. We were kind of getting our butts handed to us, and we were losing. And then it was a nice little 3-on-2 rush with my line mates, and the left winger just made a nice play to the middle, and the puck just kind of popped out to the high slot, and just made a little move and ripped it right under. Just sniped it lower left, right below the goalie's blocker, and he got screened by his own defenseman. So, just got some good wood on it and ripped it to the back of the net. So it was, always exciting to score a goal.
It sounds so much cooler when hockey players describe like their goals, like as opposed to like basketball players or, you know, football. It's like, oh yeah, I threw the ball and he caught it. Like that was like a really cool explanation, you know. Basketball, it's like, yeah, I crossed the guy over and shot the ball. Like, there's not like a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah. So Bo, 11 games, 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists. The Railers are 4-9 on the season though. Last place in the North Division, but primed for a Mighty Ducks like jump here. So do you have any ringers come in or anything else that to just sort of swing the momentum here?
We kind of got the momentum taken from us. We had a really good start and a ton of really good players, and all like 2.5-3 weeks ago we had like 3 call-ups to Bridgeport, and then we had guy went back home, another guy quit, and then another guy had like a really serious injury. And these were all pretty good players that meant a lot to our team. So we just all of a sudden lost 6 guys in a matter of like 1 week. And so now we're kind of trying to figure out what the heck's going on with this little skid. And, you know, maybe that's all we need is just the whole team to sit down, watch the Mighty Ducks trilogy, and I think we'll get right back in order.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like that's a lot of opportunities for Bo.
I hope so. So I've been playing power play, and that's been good. And I've been getting some opportunities to kill penalties, which is always I enjoy doing as well. And, hopefully we can just get figure out the right recipe to win games. I think we just need to create a little more offense and score some more goals, and then I'm sure we'll win some more games.
Now, Bo, so when we saw you in person, you were playing on defense, and now you're playing forward. Can you tell us a little bit about, the switch from defense to forward and kind of what it's like to play as a forward kind of on the level that you are now, as opposed to what you're used to as a younger player?
Yeah, it's certainly a big change, and it's kind of been interesting this year because the first, last night was my fourth game at forward, and other than that, that would have been my third game at forward, and I would have played the other 8 games at defense. So I've been playing more defense this year just because we were really short bodied with defensemen in Bridgeport had a bunch of injuries. So we had call ups up there and whatnot. And, it's been, it's not as bad as a change as people would think. Honestly, if you just keep it things simple and you communicate to whoever you're playing with, whether it is forward or defense, and you just work hard and stay positive, and generally you're not gonna screw up too much, and hopefully if not at all. Keeping a tight gap on a rush, which is always tough, you know, if the winger on the other team and they get the puck and they're flying out of the zone, as long as you keep them in front of you, you're not getting beat wide. You know, generally that's all it is in good D zone coverage. I mean, those are the biggest things you got to focus on is just having your man and talking it out and being able to make plays to your forward to send them on offense. And then if you can do that, defense can click well. So it's been interesting playing both positions, but it is really fun to see the game from behind what you would see it as a forward. Seeing as a D, everything is in front of you, the play is in front of you, and it's really interesting point of view that I had never gotten before this past season when I started playing D. So yeah, no, I've really enjoyed it.
Would you say you're living up to the expectations of Coach O'Ryan's two-way hockey mantra? Are you, you know, playing good defense, playing good offense? You're a well-rounded player now?
You know what? Any chance I can get, I'm always trying to pick up the trash, as he would say. there's always a couple of moments where you slip up and, you know, hopefully your teammates got your back. And, you know, if you can get some good mistake management and the games, then you're going to be all right. But I'm trying my best to live up to his what he preaches to the Ducks in D3. So, but for the most part, I've been picking up the trash pretty good and playing some good two-way hockey. So hopefully I can keep that going.
So now that you've been there for a while, do people recognize you around Worcester?
It's a pretty big city, and it's not like, I mean, once the it was beautiful here in the fall, but once the, you know, now that it's getting cold, we don't get out a ton. So it's kind of tough to like see people. And so there's a lot of small colleges around here and they don't really care for, you know, pro hockey. So that's kind of tough, but definitely fans that are Railers fans, or if you tell someone you're on the Railers, you definitely get appreciated, which is great. But no, I'm still not quite that popular yet.
Sounds like we need to get Bo a publicist.
Yeah, we're going to work on it. I think we can start with like a Wikipedia page or something and then go from there.
So similar to D3, you know, you go out, you know, you're at the bar, you're at, you know, the park or whatever, and you meet a young lady and she's like, well, I don't like hockey players. And it's like, well, I'm not, you know, I'm not a Railer. I'm a Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I'm also the official, you know, minor leaguer of the Quack Attack. You know, do you use that line a lot or just, you know, frequently
on the important ones?
You know, I can't say I've tried that line. I'm sure it's got to work though for someone on the team. You know, I don't know if they've tried saying where they play in college, but hey, that pickup line could work. I have no idea.
It hasn't not worked. So
that's true.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot to think about there.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great point.
All right. Enough about your life. Let's get to your thoughts. We were talking before we came on here. You did indeed get Disney Plus. A very controversial topic around these parts. Is it going to be worth it? The Mighty Ducks movies aren't on there yet, but the animated series is. Just what is your overall thoughts thus far on your Disney Plus purchase?
I am a huge fan. I have been a Star Wars fan my whole life, and anyone that's listening to this podcast, I'd say make sure you watch The Mandalorian. It is worth buying Disney Plus just for that. And I would say with everything else that goes along with Disney, I mean, it is amazing to see everything that they put into it. And I've just been a huge Disney fan my life. So especially the new series that came out about how Walt Disney built Disneyland. I forget what it's called. I think this is Imagineering. Anyways, that is really good. I got the chills watching that. But everything they have on there is you know, super nostalgic with the Disney Channel original movies and obviously Marvel movies, and then everything from out of the vault, you know, the Disney Renaissance, all those movies in the 90s with the great soundtrack. It's all on there. So it's definitely, if you are somewhat a Disney fan, I would say just go ahead and buy it, and you're definitely never going to run out of content and things to watch.
I kind of want to go around the room here, but we'll start with you. Aside from the new Disney originals, what was the first thing you watched?
on Disney Plus?
Yes.
It was the first episode of Mandalorian.
Well, aside from those.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, what was it? I watched Dumbo actually live.
Nice.
The Dumbo.
Nice.
Because I wasn't sure if that was good or bad, and it was okay. I went. I didn't love it. So, but yeah. What? Yeah. So that's what I got.
Mine was Brink. That was like the first thing that I watched because
wow.
I love Brink. And that movie is bonkers watching it now. Yeah, that was the first one for me. That was kind of, I might've even watched it before I watched Mandalorian. I was like all in on Brink.
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal.
Tommy.
So the first thing I watched, so it was last week. We had left the bars last Tuesday after a trivia win.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have a lot of time. So I got the free trial. So I watched one episode of The Simpsons. It was the one where
I feel like that doesn't count because it's not that's not really
all right. But anywho, it was the one where Skinner gets fired, basically because Bart brings his dog to school. Anywho, and then I watched Monsters, Inc., which I hadn't watched in a while, and that really holds
nice.
Up.
I've heard that Flubber really does not.
You know, I haven't heard
really?
That, but I would agree with it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a really long time, but I saw something the other day that was like, whoa.
Let's see. What other green movies can we talk about to see if they hold up? Shrek probably holds up.
Shrek, yeah.
The Mask? Is that a green movie?
I bet that one doesn't hold up.
No, probably not.
I bet Jim Carrey does, but I bet everything else is like, this is so dumb. And lately I've been watching Boy Meets World.
A lot of people I've talked to have fallen down the Boy Meets World rabbit hole.
So kind of on both sort of paths you went on, Tommy. The first thing I watched was Monsters University, a sequel. Yeah, I'd never seen it. So
we watched that too. What did you think of it?
It was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was clearly
just okay.
Yeah, I thought it was okay as well.
A little far-fetched that monsters are going to school.
It was enjoyable. Like, if you're expecting like a great, great movie, no. But if you go in expecting kind of a nice animated movie that's kind of fun, but like isn't great, yeah.
Is Toy Story 4 on there?
It's a good question.
I have the app on my phone, so I can look
right now. I can look right now too.
I did kind of want to watch Toy Story 3 the other day, and then like pretend that I didn't cry. But
Toy
Story 4 is not on here yet.
Okay.
I guess it came out pretty recently.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Nor is the real life Lion King isn't either.
You know, it'll be really interesting to see how they juggle kind of releasing
the
things
cadence,
on Blu-ray and then versus Disney Plus, because people still want to buy these Blu-rays, but you don't want to just like shit on those people by not releasing it, but at the same time also ruin your relationship with like big box stores to like, oh, we're just going to put everything out on our own. So it'll be really interesting to see the trend of that.
I will say, just to finish up the thought here, the second thing I watched, Boy Meets World, episode one. So... so that was it for me. Now,
One other thing I watched an episode of Smart Guy.
Oh,
loved Smart Guy.
Smart Guy is an excellent show. I recommend watching it.
My childhood best friend looked a lot like Taj. What's his
Taj
name?
Mowry.
Taj Mowry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My dad's cousin is gym teacher in Smart Guy. So,
wait, what?
My dad's cousin is the gym teacher in Smart Guy.
Really?
Yes.
That means he's also your cousin.
Wow.
He's like a second cousin, I guess.
Still your cousin.
Okay. Fair enough. We're all cousins eventually. So a lot to go on here. Now, one thing that is on that I haven't really dove deep into yet is the Mighty Ducks animated series. Bo, were you a big Mighty Ducks animated series guy back in the day?
As a matter of fact, I was. But I was so young when it came out that anything animation I loved. So it didn't really go through to me probably how cheesy it really was. Just the fact that they were ducks and they're wearing the best jerseys of all time, and there was some kind of plot to it, is why I probably loved it. But what about you guys?
There was some kind of plot. It was a bonkers, crazy, nonsensical plot. But yes, I remember watching it a little bit whenever I was younger, but not like obsessively or anything.
Yeah.
But it was we were probably a little bit older by the time it came out, right?
I don't know. I feel like that would have been like prime watching for us, like on Saturday morning, like maybe right after Street Sharks or something like that.
I never got up on Saturday mornings.
I do remember one of my friends had like
1996.
96, yes, that would have been our wheelhouse.
Okay. Bo is our research department.
I do remember one of my friends had like the toys.
I think I might have had the toys too. I had the toys. I caught it a lot when it was on and I could catch it. I watched it, but I was like you, Kevin. I wasn't like a appointment viewing, but when it was on, I was definitely in on it.
Bo, do you remember any of the players' names?
I do not.
Yeah,
that's,
me neither.
That's a really good question. Do you remember?
Do you remember them, Mike?
I mean, we did a whole Mighty Ducks trivia category.
The names are fantastic.
Yeah, there's Wild Wing Flashblade.
Wild Wing.
And then his brother Nosedive Flashblade. There's Mallory McMallard. there's like Chet Orange something. And then I think two others.
It's like Orange Beak or something?
Yeah, I don't remember. But
So Mike's wife is named Mallory. Should we call her McMallard?
She would hate that a lot.
She would hate it. She will not get it first, and then once you explain it to her, she will hate it. So, I mean, at your own risk.
You know, I think I'm going to do it.
So, are you going to revisit the animated series, Bo?
I'll have to check out a couple of them just to see how cheesy it was and see if I get any deja vu from seeing this. But, no, I definitely think, I mean, there's so many good things on here, and I got a lot of time on my hands, so why not?
Exactly.
We'll have to do a ranking of hockey offerings on Disney Plus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the made-for-TV Disney movie Genius, it's about a 12-year-old who is a genius. He goes to, like, teach at a university. And, like, it's kind of centered around, this is, like, a hockey university.
I remember that, yeah.
And so there's a lot of, like, hockey references, and there's, like, a big game at the end. Mm. So I was trying to think if there are any other, like, Disney hockey
Miracle.
Movies. Oh, Miracle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miracle's big.
Was that MVP movie, Most Valuable Primate? Was that a Disney offering?
It's a good question.
Is Air Bud on there?
I don't know if it was. I'm not seeing it on here.
But. Okay. All right. And you mentioned the Disney Channel original movies. What was like the number one you're excited to watch again, Bo?
Oh, I mean, you can never go wrong with Brink, but I've always loved, for some reason, it was always on. The two that were always on, I just remember when I was little, was Smart House and The Luck of the Irish. And the fact that that guy, the same actors in both of them, I think those were my two like go-to ones. Yeah.
I remember hating Luck of the Irish.
Really?
Like, everything about it. I think I had just aged out of it. Like, and I was like, this movie is garbage.
Interesting.
That movie and what was it called? Double Teamed?
Oh, with like the two twins? Girls?
Yeah. Double-teamed. I was like, this, like the basketball was so bad. I just remember hating it. But I think it was, I had just gotten old enough that it, like, I recognized how cheesy they were. So I think that had more to do with it than anything. But, I'm looking forward to diving into Xenon.
Xenon's excellent.
Oh, Xenon will be great. Really good call.
Yeah. So,
Johnny Tsunami too.
I had to like literally drag myself away from the TV to not watch Johnny Tsunami the other night at 3 a.m.
Okay. So, I mean, the other thing, and I don't know if you saw this news. There's some rumors going around about this Mighty Ducks reboot TV series. And Bo, I'm just going to read you what this one site, discussingfilm.net, says that the series is going to be about. So it says, the series focuses on a 13-year-old boy. Stop it, Siri. The series focuses on a 13-year-old boy when he gets kicked off the junior division Mighty Ducks team. His mom decides to start their own team, finding players, a coach, and a place to play. Initial impressions on this plot line for the Mighty Ducks reboot, Bo.
Sounds a lot like the Little Giants.
Yeah. We mentioned the same thing there last week. We're trying to get more information from Steve Brill, but maybe next week.
Mm-hmm.
From that plot line, are you in or are you out?
I mean, it's a classic plot line that never seems to fail, kind of like the one misfit or just a misfit or a guy that makes their own team. and then they end up doing some sort of greatness in the end. It usually works. I've just never seen a TV show. So just being Mighty Ducks, it's got me hooked already. Does it say anything about if it's going to have Emilio Estevez?
No, I mean, my guess is no.
Yeah, he's pretty keeps himself these
he's
days.
Pretty anti-Mighty Ducks at this point. He's all about the, like, movies that make an impact, quote unquote. I think Mighty Ducks probably made the most impact in his career, arguably. So I think he might be out. But anybody you would like to see from the original cast that you're banking on besides Emilio?
What is Charlie Conway's acting name? Is it Josh Jackson or Josh?
Yeah, Joshua Jackson.
Whatever. Yeah, I'd love to see him. Love to see Goldberg. I mean, just the classic guys that had the most amount of screen time in the original movies. The Bash Brothers would be unbelievable. I forget Fulton Reed was in. He was in Hunger Games, and he's done some good stuff since the Mighty Ducks. So he'd be interesting to get in there.
Yeah, I think the Bash Brothers is doable.
Yeah,
I don't know what Dean Portman does.
He's a big musical guy now. He's in a lot of musicals, stage plays, and that kind of stuff.
Maybe he can be like the choir teacher.
Oh, interesting.
That'd be interesting. Like, he's gone straight edge, and they gotta like convince him to like get out there and like fight people. But
like,
he's
he snaps back into it.
Yeah,
like every so often
they like get him on the ice, and he's like apologizing every time he like checks someone, and I don't know. This thing writes itself.
I did have a thought while Bo was talking. It would be amazing if somehow they cast the guy that was supposed to be Adam Banks.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome. That'd be a super Easter egg.
Yeah, wow.
That would be funny.
Do you think they could find a coach that could possibly be one of the original guys too? Like if that actor of Adam Banks, or like that Adam Banks guy was the coach that they find? Somebody who had a really terrific career, or even one of the guys on Iceland somehow moves back to America, yeah. And they take him and make him the coach.
I like that too.
Yeah, I would be down for Gunnar Stahl as the coach of this new team.
Gunnar Stahl or Scooter?
Both. One as a head coach.
They
gotta
explain that
assistant.
At some point.
I think there's a lot of nods they can do.
Yeah. What about the guy from The Walking Dead who was one of the villains in D3?
Oh yeah, Michael Cudlitz. Yeah, Cole. Yeah. He was Cole in D3.
Cole, the 30-year-old that was playing the 16-year-old.
Yeah. So now he can be like, now he can be like 50 and playing like 30.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think with the anybody that they cast that's going to be an original, I think you're probably like Joshua Jackson's probably out.
I think like give him like enough money to do a cameo.
Yeah, I think cameos are definitely within the realm of possibility. But I think like the more likely would be like Averman. Guys that like are kind of industry adjacent still, but not like working. Like Joshua Jackson's on like hit shows. Fulton has, you know, some pretty big roles as well. But I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see.
What about Connie Moreau?
She's in big stuff too. I don't know if she's done anything recently, but she was in like Wet Hot American Summer.
So one thing I was thinking of is Brill is still like tight with Keenan Thompson.
Mm-hmm. I would, yes.
It would
amazing.
Not surprise me if he has like a little bit part in like the pilot or something just to get people in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. And I mean, he's been doing a ton of commercials lately. I mean, he seems like he's like trying to get out of SNL. Like,
he's been like doing it for 15 years. I mean, he doesn't really need to be doing it.
But have you noticed he's been in like 10 commercials the last couple months? It's weird. Like he's hawking everything from like, I don't know, Viagra to cleaning products. It's amazing.
Yeah, wasn't he with Peyton Manning?
Yeah, that's right. What is that for?
I think that was for, some laundry or laundry detergent. Yeah, I forget what it was for, but it was really funny.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so maybe he's making moves. You right there, Mike?
I'm good. Yeah. I don't know. I just got a coughing fit here. But let's take a short break, and then we'll come back with some quick questions. We are back. We are back with official minor leader of the Quack Attack podcast, Bo Brower. Got a few quack questions here I feel like we can run through from the Quackalites. So the first one is this might be our first ever quack statement. Mm. This is coming from Stevie Yanks. So Stevie says, I used to think Bombay was a scumbag for showing up late to the Germany game and having McKay fill in. Then I visited SoCal and experienced their terrible traffic. He definitely just got stuck in a jam somewhere. Good thing McKay saved him, but I don't think it was malicious by Bombay. Thoughts?
I think that's possible. But, Bo, I want to hear your thoughts first.
You know what? He knew what time the game was. I think he was making a statement, frustration, and that he was, you know, about to lose his big Hendrick sponsorship, and Don Tibbles was giving him the grief. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the traffic at all. I just think he was setting a statement that, you know, when he comes in late, they're all going to look to him as a leader, and things are going to change. He's going to be loose, and then him and Coach McKay are going to run the bench on that game. They're going to win it. So I'm not buying the whole traffic thing, but it is, I'm not saying it's not that, but it could, I don't think it is. So,
Bo, hypothetically, you show up at the end of the first period for one of your games. What are the consequences for you?
I probably am sitting out the next game, and our whole team's probably doing a conditioning skate with no pucks.
Ooh.
And no puck practices are the worst. And then I'm probably getting fined for my team that will go into the fine jar for ultimately a party. But and I don't know how much that fine would be. But yeah, a lot of consequences there. So, and you know, if you're really on a tight leash, then that could even lead to you getting traded to another team if your coach doesn't like you. So all sorts of bad things can happen from that.
And so this fine jar, did you contribute it? Have you contributed to it at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you guys heard of Money on the Board before?
No.
So in pro hockey, there's before a game, you can put up money on the board. And so what happens is like, say, I know you guys are coming to a game, and it's like, oh, the Quack Attack podcast is coming. I got to throw up money on the board for them. So I'll put, $25, $50, whatever it may be, just kind of according to how much you make in your contract. So like in the NHL, they might be throwing up like $500 a night. AHL might be $100, $150 a night. Our league, $25, $50. So really what it is you throw up that money, and if the team wins, whoever put up money on the board, all that money, you Venmo that to the guy who controls it, and then you use that for a Halloween party, Christmas party, the rookie party, the end of the year party, or, if you want to go to a concert, something that you can use for a fun time. And usually what guys throw money on the board for is friends coming to games, their very first pro game, their 100th pro game, girlfriends, family coming to the game, any kind of special thing, or if they just want to get the boys pumped up, they'll throw money on the board. So it's a cool little thing to help keep the locker room loose and the guys into it.
Hmm. So what happens if you lose that game when you throw money on the board?
Then all the money that was every player that put money on the board on whatever you wrote on the whiteboard, nothing happens. It just is nothing. So you got to win in order to get that money in the fine jar.
Oh, okay. When's the last time
you generally, put? I put it up on last night actually.
Oh,
so, but we didn't win, so yeah, don't get to contribute. But another thing, it's a good motivating thing as well, because if everyone puts up money on the board and it's like, okay, wow, like we got a total of $1,000 on the board, like that's gonna be one heck of a night for a party if we can win this game. So our home openers here, our head coach, he said he put up a ping pong table on the board if we win, and we did win the game, so we have a ping pong table in our locker room now, which is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of ways that we could apply this like everyday life.
Put some money up on the board at your job.
Yeah.
You could probably do it if you hit some deadline or something like that,
you can
do that.
Yeah, it's like the same idea.
Nice. Nice. I did the Railers Twitter had a video of you on that ping pong table. How is your ping pong game?
That video is a terrible representation of my game. I think I dumped one way over and put one right in the net. And,
yeah.
I would say I'm a bad player at all. Definitely competitive, and just try to not self-destruct on points. That's the hardest part of the game is making your own mistakes.
I'm correct in that. Aren't hockey players notoriously good ping pong players? Like, isn't that like a hockey specific thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's good hand eye. So
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I just remember hearing stories about like Jeremy Roenick being a really good ping pong player or something like that. Like,
I don't know. I'll look it up. I guess we should go back to this Quack statement. I think I have to agree with Bo. I mean, Bombay got there for the rest of the games. The one sort of mitigating factor is that this was him out on the basketball court rollerblading before. So maybe he loses track of time and then is cutting it a little close. But I don't necessarily think traffic was the factor there. I think it was just him not paying attention to the time. More so. Yeah. Kevin, your thoughts?
I think he went on a bender.
Yeah. Yeah. He just relapsed. I guess he never swore off alcohol. Yeah.
Well,
it was probably part of his court-ordered...
Yeah, that's true.
But he's probably not still under that court order at this
point. Oh, hell no. Like, he's in California. He's having a good time. He's not driving himself around.
Yeah. He was, I think he went skiing.
Mm. In Southern California?
That is a cocaine reference. Yeah.
Oh. You can tell how cool I am. So, I don't know. Maybe, what game do you think that Bombay would have or did put money on the board for throughout the trilogy? What's like the number one game you think he put it up just to motivate the boys?
Obviously he'd throw it up on the ice on championship game, but I think it was probably whatever game, who were they playing when the music was coming on, that loud German music? I don't think it was Italy, but it was that team where they had, you guys know the scene where they kind of had the montage of them scoring all those goals.
Yeah.
And they got that operetta kind of going.
Yeah.
Was it Italy?
It might have been Italy, but it was kind of the TSN turning point of the tournament where they were like, all right, we're in this and we're going to start smoking teams.
Yeah. I don't remember.
He's like, that wasn't a win. That was a statement.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that was the first game. That was Trinidad and Tobago where he said that. But yeah, I know the montage you're talking about. But yeah, that makes sense.
I think he does it the first game after Adam Banks joins the team.
Oh.
Yeah, to like try to rally the troops around because he knows they're upset.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, pizza party if we win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. I'm trying to think other games, I guess. D3, he can't really. Maybe he puts it on before the varsity game. You just see it on the board. He doesn't even show you. Like, he comes in and gets
an
out.
An ephemeral thing. Like,
he doesn't even. No one knows he was even in there. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, realistic, he probably, when the scene where he was playing for the Minnesota Waves, he probably did put money up on that game.
Oh, that's a good point.
He's a player.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he was playing pro hockey.
Yeah. Minnehaha. He's backing it up, too. I like that out of him. All right. Bo, anything else? Anything else you think we should talk about here before we wrap it up? I think we've gone... I had more Quack questions, but we've gone over half an hour now. So we'll just keep it short. Save those Quack questions for later, for when you come on again here.
Perfect.
Anything else you want to say to the Quackalites here before we let you go?
I want to know what people think they're in the reboot, what people might think their uniforms or jerseys will be for the new team, if they're going to be anything similar or completely different from the movies.
That's interesting.
I like that too. The problem with that is we have incomplete information on the name of the new team, like, you know what I mean? Like, it might not be the Ducks.
Yeah, but I mean, even if he gets
yeah,
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, well, that could be added to the question, is what's the team going to be called and what are the uniforms going to look like? It doesn't even have to be the Ducks. But sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no worries. I was saying, he gets kicked off the Ducks. So those Ducks obviously have jerseys. But
yeah, that's true.
That is a good question, because is it going to be a D5 Duck? Is it going to be the Mighty Ducks with the mask and the sticks? Is it going to be
some combination?
Mm-hmm. Oh, some combination, yeah. Or it's going to be hybrid. A new design. So, yeah, I'd be interested.
I mean, I guess Disney doesn't own the Ducks anymore, right?
They don't own the Anaheim Ducks anymore.
I was going to say, as long as it's not those.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, my guess would be they throw it back to, I don't know who has like the trademarks right now. I would assume Disney still has the trademark for the Ducks uniform, like the purple and teal and white Ducks uniforms.
I don't think Disney ever gets rid of the trademark.
Yeah. So,
they're probably going to like keep the colors.
Yeah, I think
Team USA Ducks.
Although you could argue that the D2, yeah, like those are more iconic than the originals.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember those, or my earlier memory of the Ducks was the D2 jerseys, not the...
Agreed.
I wonder, though, if there is a little bit of misinformation, and it's actually going to be a kid gets kicked off a team and then founds the Ducks because... That crazy old man Averman's always been talking about it and says he could coach hockey.
I like that.
So, and then they like bust out the old old uniform. It's like, oh, we need to like make this more like 2020, and it becomes like a futuristic Ducks thing and looks, you know, because they got to sell like new shit.
I think we should put out a call for Duck jersey designs.
Oh, I like that.
And they can be anywhere from rough, you know, stick figure level drawings to, you know,
we will do our own. Designs.
Yes, we will.
Kevin, Mike, and I, and Bo, we'd like you to do one as well.
Yeah.
And we will reveal them.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so we have homework now. We're going to come up with Ducks designs. You guys come up with your own Ducks designs, and maybe we'll have a bracket of some sort or something to a
logo tournament.
Logo tournament.
We do love a good bracket.
I love brackets and random number generators, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're my... two of my favorite things.
I also do want to put out a call to the Quackalites out there to go see Bo play.
Yeah.
And to take a picture, maybe meet up with Bo. He was gracious enough to spend some time with us when we visited, which was great. Take a picture with Bo at one of his games if he happens to be coming through your town. Maybe we'll send you a little something special if you do.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Almost nice. Like a scavenger hunt there. Mm.
If you find Bo out in public, too, that'd be great.
Yeah.
It's like Shaq used to do that on Twitter, like when Twitter first started. He would tweet, I'm having a steak at Applebee's right now. First person to touch me gets like a signed pair of shoes. So people would just rush from all over town to go find Shaq. So we should do that with Bo.
Yeah. If you can prove it, we'll send you some gear. We'll send you some gear for sure.
And Bo, your roommates are ineligible for this.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Any road trips coming up? Where can the people find you other than Worcester?
Other than Worcester, they could find me in Maine, Portland, Maine. They could find me in Reading, Pennsylvania, Brampton, Ontario. St. John's, Newfoundland, and I think that's probably the Adirondack, New York as well. Those are the most places we play away games at.
Yeah, so go out there. There's some random like one game in Atlanta and that kind of stuff. So just look at the Railer schedule. You might be able to find a spot where Bo comes near you. Bo, we appreciate it. We'll keep watching here.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem. For us, thequacktech.com. Go there. Contact us. Facebook.com/quacktechpod. At quacktechpod on Twitter. Go to iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Tell us where you would put, what game you'll put money on the board for, or how you put money on the board in your everyday life. Mm. I do like this concept a lot. Go to the shop. Get some gear. Get some gear. Get the same gear that Steve Brill, creator of Mighty Ducks, has. Mighty Ducks Miracle Man shirt. And remember, Ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together.
Quack, quack. Ain't no-
The Quack Attack is back, Jack. Oh, yeah.
Feel better?
Yeah.
I feel good. My throat is feeling good, feeling lubricated. All right. So,
weird phrasing.